The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 25th, 1976, in New Delhi, India.
Ahankara Bhimura. The more we get material possession, or false egotism increases. I've got it. Who is more powerful? Adroham. Vijayanasmi. Kosi Mamasama. These are just in the 16th chapter. What is the meaning of this ahankara? Because Bhimuratma, that I have got this motor car, I have got this property. But within a second it can be finished. There is another superior law. Let him forget. He sees, actually. But he forgets. That is called Bhimuratma. He's seeing everyone. Of course, our time and nature's time is different. So many Hitler, so many Napoleon, so many Gandhi, so many Jawaharlal came and gone. But they do not see. Prasannati na pasyati. If they are seeing, actually, still they do not see. Blind. In India, the Mohammedans came, the ruler, where is the Mughal? The Englishman came, where is the everything gone? Prasannapi na pasyati. This is called Bhimurat. That is going on. Material civilization means ahankara bhimurat. By false egotism, they are bewildered and rascals. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated this that jarabhidyasa mayar boyhav. All these material advancement of civilization is the paraphernalia of maya. Because you cannot enjoy it, but you are thinking, I possess so much, I possess so much. He will not be allowed to enjoy, but he still, therefore, all these material possessions are the paraphernalia of maya. So, what is wrong there? The wrong is this, jarabhidyasa mayara vaibhav, tumara bhajane badha. They are hindrances for advancement of Krishna consciousness. That is the aim of human life, that you forget. So, tumara bhajane badha. Anitya samsare moha janmaya. The result is that he becomes more attached to this temporary world and remains the rascal. Because without being rascal, nobody comes in this material world to enjoy. As soon as anyone has come to this material world, he is a rascal. Krishna Bhaliyaji Bhagavan Chakare, Pasate Maya Kakilapokya.
Srila Prabhupada, in some parts of the Bible, it describes how things were being carried out, and they say that the activities were going on according to the will of God. Does that mean that there was a God conscious civilization then?
Activities? The activities are going on. The sun is rising by the will of God, the moon is rising by the will of God. You are being punished by the will of God.
But they describe that people were worshipping and that children were being born. Children were being born according to God's will.
Yes.
It's described in certain parts.
Children would be born. If you are if the child is sinful, then it will go to the womb of mother, who will kill him. Yes, sir? Mm-hmm. By the will.
But the,
he should be punished. One who has used contraceptive and abortion method, by the will of God, he'll enter another mother, and the mother will kill him.
But the Bible, it indicates...
No, you see, try understand. You are very good Bible quoter. Try to understand each and every. See?
Yes.
Simply you go on quoting, but you understand what is that quotation. It is by the will of God. You have committed sinful life by contraceptive method. Now you enter in the womb of another mother and be killed. That is life.
So what is described there is not was not actually God consciousness, or
it is God consciousness, if you understand it. Mm. That I am now being punished by the will of God. I have done sinful things. Mm. That is God.
God gives what everyone wants. If they desire that, they get that. Mm.
You wanted this punishment, therefore you get it.
People are thinking that the punishment is something worse than this, that this is very nice. We can live here and be happy, and the punishment is in hell.
No, no,
here
that
we live happy.
No. That is the nature of the living being, that he is happy by nature, because he is part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra. So ananda is nature. But he is trying to find out nature in sinful life. Therefore he is being punished. That he does not.
So that's his ignorance.
That is ignorance. His nature is to become happy. He is happy. Happy. It's like our natural position is we are healthy. Nature has made this body. But he creates a situation that we become ill, sick. And at that time you see, I'm infected, I have been contaminated, go to the doctor. Injection. But the natural life is no disease.
Yes.
But you create a situation that will become disease.
Otherwise it wouldn't be called disease because it would be normal to be sick. But disease means abnormal.
Normal life means no sickness.
Yes.
And as soon as there is sickness, that means punishment. So if you want to be punished, then violate the hygienic laws. You can see that there is hospital and medical and treatment and medicine for whom?
Sick people.
No, for the human society.
Yes.
Not for the bird's beast, but they follow nature's law.
Yes.
But these rascals violate nature's law and suffer.
What about for the devotees, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are very sick, and so many...
Devotees, to become devotees, not so cheap thing.
Mm.
Don't think that because you have got a tilak, you have become devotee. Why do you think like that? That Papua Thakre, you are Kali Chala, Nake Tilak Golayamal. Here is another follower of Kali. He has got tilak, and mala. Saj bhajan kacchan mamu sangale parerwala. He is worshipping, bhajan, taking another's wife. Saj bhajan kacchan mamu sangale parerwala. Yota at Kalicha. Here is a servant of Kali. Simply, he has changed his dress with tilak and mala. If you take tilak and mala and do all nonsense things, then you are not a devotee. You are called chala. So become a devotee is not so easy.
Devotee is perfect.
Oh yes. Devotee means sagunahan samatitta yetan brahma bhuya kalpa. He is above this material law. That is it. Brahma Bhuyata. He is in the Brahma state. That is it. That means how is it? Because I've got a tilak and mala, I become devotee. This kind of cheating is not good.
And in this modern age, this cheating is very
modern or old. Anyone who is a conditioned soul, he has got cheating propensity. Four defects. One of them is the cheating propensity.
Yes. But the mental stage in this age is very strong. Mental. They think mentally they have found the solution.
That they can do.
But
within mind you can think, I become emperor of the world. That you can do.
Yeah.
You can check it. But that is not the actual fact.
That is the characteristic.
That is mental concoction.
Yeah.
Within mind you can think, I have become the proprietor of the banks, all the time. Mad man. It's a mad.
They have so many philosophies, but it's all mental.
All mental. We say, therefore, don't say philosophy, we say mental faculty. Philosophy means one, tattva-darshini, that is this time, tattva-darshini. One has seen the truth, he is philosophy. And who is hovering in the mental concoction platform, he is a rascal. I think, you see, they're all European philosophy.
I believe.
Mm. In my opinion, he's a rascal and he is giving his opinion.
Prabhupada, are the laws of karma written?
Laws of karma is, you touch fire, your finger will burn. This is law. You cannot avoid it.
They're so complicated, though. Are they actually written?
This is the law of karma. If you do something which is forbidden, then you suffer. This is law of karma. Or yunya. Though both are good and bad. That is law of karma. Either you take the result good or the bad.
To a devotee, it is very clear, the laws of karma.
Mm.
He sees how that God, Krishna, is just.
Devotee means tattva-darshi. He has seen the real truth. Devotee means who follows Krishna. So Krishna is giving the real truth. See, if you take, then you are devotee. If you don't take, you are non-devotee.
So what is the role of mercy?
Hmm?
What is the role of mercy if one takes or doesn't take?
Mercy means, suppose you are a devotee, unknowingly or by some bad habit you have done something wrong. That is excuse. But if you intentionally do that, I am devotee, Krishna will excuse me, then you are rest.
That's the greatest offense.
Yes. Cheating. Cheating Krishna. Cheating Krishna is no business. That is to be punished. You cannot cheat Krishna. But if by accident, knowingly, unknowingly, have done something which is not good, that is excuse. Sapadamulama bhajatan priyas. If you are actually, because you have given so much service to Krishna, you have become very dear to him, so unknowingly you have done commutation, excuse. Bhajatang priyasa, this word is used. You must have to become very dear to him. Then, if you accidentally commit something, that is excuse.
What does unknowingly mean?
Unknowingly means, suppose you are a smoker. Now you have given up everything. But in the association of some smoker, you incline, let me smoke. Then you regret, I have done. It can happen. So that is excuse. But if you think, now I am a devotee of Krishna, I can smoke like anything, and everything will be excused. Then you are arrested.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, we are knowing that we are so sinful and we are so rascals, but having the opportunity of association of pure devotee and Krishna, that's also mercy.
Yes.
Because we can see that we are, our hearts are not clean. And we are constantly thinking of Maya. We are
education.
And this is mercy.
You are
this
being educated. Not that 10% mark you are getting, but because you are trying to be educated. So that is also good. That is also good.
Therefore, the association is most
important. Oh, yes, very important. So that if I commit some mistake, I will regret. Oh, my other associate, he will come to me. That chance you'll get.
So we pay a little attention to Krishna, but Krishna gives us a lot of attention.
Oh, yes.
That is
if
mercy.
You give, if you go forward Krishna one step, he comes forward 10 steps.
Yes, he runs.
Yes. That is his mercy.
That is mercy.
Yes.
I just read on one of the pages of that Bhagavatam where he was saying in the first part that Krishna desires that we go back home a lot more strongly than we desire to go back home.
Therefore he comes. He is very anxious to take back his sons back to home. That's like father. If he sees my son is suffering there, leaving home, he tries to get him back.
Unfortunately, we don't even desire.
Therefore, your madness.
But the materialist will say, Srila Prabhupada, that if he is actually wanting us to go back, then why is he causing suffering? If he wants us to come to back home to Godhead.
You ask, you are suffering. He says, come back. You don't go.
Because he's given you freedom. And this is
he says, my dear boy, sarvadhanvan puritajjamavengsa, but you don't do. You must suffer. It is your creation, suffering. He must suffer.
They say if he is all loving, why is he...
Loving, but I love you, I say that do this. If you don't do it, then... he must suffer.
So the suffering is his mercy also.
Yeah. Suffering, when he will be purified. Yeah. Suffering is the process of purification. Mm.
And part of his laws. It's within his laws.
You have infected some disease, you suffer, then the various circles will go out by suffering.
So the pure devotee is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Yeah.
So this question of freedom of Jiva and control of Krishna, that this, there is freedom, but at the same time there is no freedom, is a very fine line between the two that sometimes we do not understand.
But why don't you understand? Just like you belong to a free nation, the America. Does it mean you are free to do anything and everything?
It's a limited freedom. Yeah. It's a fine line between this freedom.
And
you say, I belong to this free nation. Then, yes, you are free. But that does not mean that you can do anything and everything.
Let's take that example of the habit. So someone is smoking out of habit. So again, so is he free in that smoking, has he completely surrendered his freedom?
These things are very common. Just like in your country, the government has written on the cigarette box that it is harmful to health. But if you still smoke, that is your risk.
So freedom, you can smoke, but you can not avoid suffering from the result. You have to suffer.
Yes.
This is the law.
This is the law.
You smoke. And you cannot smoke outside the law. You cannot smoke a cigarette.
It is already warning is there, that if you smoke, you suffer. Mm. And if you still do that, you suffer. How can we say? Common sense.
Freedom is always there. Minute independence.
Minute.
Freedom with responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like they say that you have the freedom to yell there's a fire in a theater, but you don't.
How many examples are there?
Yes.
Freedom is there, but you are not absolutely free to do whatever you like.
Because of the stringent laws of nature. Yeah,
because you are small. Like a children, he has got freedom playing. But when he's doing something wrong, Father, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But if he does it, even his children, if his child will suffer. He cannot say, I'm child, I did not know Father. No, that does not matter. You must suffer. You must suffer, even though you are child.
And Srila Prabhupada...
Father takes care, mind your child, don't do this, don't touch Father. But still he touches, he must suffer. The Father will not excuse because he is child. Very nice.
Srila Prabhupada?
Let us law elect.
This idea of freedom and independence, is it possible for anyone, theoretically, to surrender to Krishna at any time?
Yes.
So, let's say someone is in a very degraded condition of life, modes of ignorance, passion. Yeah. Their mind is always disturbed. Mm. Is surrender to Krishna, is it possible that it can be independent even of the mind? Mm. In other words, let's say someone's mind is...
You are independent of the mind always. It is your mind. You are not mind.
Yes.
Then you are independent of mind. Okay.
So even a person merged in the mode of ignorance can, by some good fortune, surrender to Krishna?
No good fortune. God, Krishna says, you do it, you do it.
So the instance of...
Fear immediately become fortune. There is no kosala waiting for becoming fortunate. You become fortunate immediately. Suppose if I say, take this bag, $100,000. You can take it. Immediately become rich man. Why don't you take it?
How does Kripa Siddhi work, Srila Prabhupada?
Hmm?
Kripa Siddhi. How does that work?
Kripa Siddhi means that you're not willing to take this bag. I say, take it, take it, take it. Go. Very few. Even if you are unwilling, I give you in your pocket, push it. That is it.
We should not wait for that.
Individual's freedom, when he is ignorant, is not really freedom because it's completely under
and
control.
And when he gets the money,
no,
and
said
he
the
spends it, and he sees my poverty is gone, then he becomes thankful. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is so merciful that he has given me this.
The individual freedom, when he is in the mode of ignorance, is completely under the laws of material nature. When the individual makes spiritual advancement...
Freedom means, we should always know our freedom is limited.
Limited, yes.
But we are not because the absolute.
Yes.
So how you can...
Very
your
limited.
Freedom can be absolute.
Yes. So the karmi thinks his freedom is limited to thinking, am I going to eat this meat, rare or well done? That is the sort of freedom he is getting.
No, you have to...
Completely ignorant.
Just like a thief.
Yes.
He has got the conscience. Where shall I steal?
This or this?
This or this. But he knows that if I do it, he I shall be punished.
Yes. But when an individual spirit... Is that actual freedom, though?
Huh?
Is that freedom? I mean, is this...
No, I have already said that he cannot have absolute freedom.
No. No, but is his spirit soul implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it just the modes of nature working? Well, I'll take this instead of that.
How did that?
Is the spirit soul implicated in that decision? Or
what is that
it,
decision?
Let's say I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spirit soul implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it simply the three modes of material nature
three
working?
Modes.
I do not follow. What is it?
There's a situation. Either I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spirit soul...
Both of them are sinful.
Yes. So how is the spirit soul involved? Is the spirit soul choosing or is the decision already made by his karma?
Made by its modes, material nature.
Karma, you can make it. You are doing that. Karma you are creating every moment by desire. Karma is, what is that? Thinking, feeling, willing. You think comes up, then you do it. So that means you create your karma. You are thinking that I shall go to the cinema, then you go. That is karma.
The question is choice.
Yeah, that is choice. That is desire.
Comes out
that
of
power, bhakti, means you shall not desire anything except to serve Krishna.
Yes.
Then you are safe. Because you are desiring so many things for your sense gratification, you are becoming impure.
Yes. So the point is that...
Just like a good child, he has decided, I shall do only what my father says. Then he is safe. And as soon as he misuses his independent little knowledge, he is completely... So decide like that, that I shall not do anything which is not ordered by Krishna. Then it is all. Otherwise, I suffer. Andamilasita sunnam. Make it zero. Burn yourself. Anukullena Krishna anukullam. Simply do, act what Krishna says. Then yourself. Why don't you do that? That is also independent. You're misusing independent. You're misusing. Then you must suffer. The government says, do according to the law. Then you are safe. Government will give you all protection. And if you violate law, you must suffer.
So take it that there is a man, Srila Prabhupada, who is not very learned in Shastra, but he only simply does what his guru tells him.
A child, does he require learning? When the father says he do it, does he require any university education?
No.
He's my father. That's all.
Not a priya do not know Shastras. They know unlearned devotees.
No, that is the nature. A child generally abides by the orders of his parents. They play. The parents say, don't wait. Sit down. Immediately. That is the nature. So why don't you break your nature? That my duty is to carry out the order of the Supreme Father. Then you are safe.
And when you carry out that order, you fully surrender, then you enjoy full freedom.
Yes, that is
that
full
is
freedom.
The freedom.
Yes, that is freedom.
That is absolute freedom.
Full freedom means to be under the order of the Supreme. That is full freedom.
That is the point.
That is full freedom.
The cinema or restaurant is not freedom. It's completely conditioning under the laws of material nature. But fully surrendered, so he's fully free.
I mean, too simply, even if you want to go to cinema...
But he's still responsible for going.
You ask, Father, I wish to see no cinema. If Father says, all right, they go. That is not safe. But you go in your own will, that is safe. Tena taktena bhanjita.
Sometimes it's difficult as devotees for us to know whether we're doing the right thing or whether we're just speculating.
And that we have to consult your guru.
Yes.
Because we are not surrendered.
But even in small things, just day-to-day activities.
It's not a small thing. Everything big thing. Whatever. Yes.
I've discovered, Srila Prabhupada, the way to do that, of course, is to read your books.
Yes.
By reading your books, then
yes,
all of
the books as well.
Even practical, everything practical.
But without attitude of devotion, nothing will work.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude of devotion must be there.
Yeah. If the devotion is there, otherwise, why wants to come to our camp? But it must be properly utilized. It should not be misused. If you go to a school and if you don't read books, then you'll fail in the examination.
But the attitude of devotion should be there every moment, so everything is very meaningful. Everything is a big thing. When we go out, we should realize
that
we're doing it for Krishna.
That is said. Manwala. Think of Krishna in your life. Very easy. Manvana. All I think of Krishna, then there is no question of following him. Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimam namaskar. These four things, if strictly done, he said. all us think of Krishna, become his devotee, offer him obeisances, manmana bhava madhyaji and worship him. This is deity worship. That will engage in all us in thinking and offering obeisances. And if you strictly follow only this, these four principles, Mame Vaishasiyasan, you are coming back to me without any doubt. But if you start thinking Krishna, you are thinking something else, planning something, misses something.
I was speaking to him 2 days ago. He says that he'll turn over that temple to us. He wants to meet you. So,
good idea.
Yes, the location is very good. It's right in the center. And they have Radha Krishna deities there. Plus they have Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, which we can also worship.
Oh, yes.
The only problem is they have Durga.
Durga, so we can worship, giving Durga the prasadam of Ram.
Okay, yes, something can be worked on.
Not directly.
Yes.
If you can worship ordinary human being, why not Durga?
Yes.
But we give prasadam. We do not say that we do not believe in the demigods. No, we believe it. But they are servants. We cannot make the servant as the master on the equal foot. That is it.
Sure.
We worship Durga. Krishna sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayiva bhuvanani vibhati Durga. Now what is the function? Icchana rupabhinti jasvata chistati sa govindana. She is acting by the desire of the Supreme Lord Govinda.
Better than we are and should be worshipped.
Huh?
Better devotee than we are and should be worshipped.
Oh, yes.
As a devotee.
Yes, he's a devotee. Yes. Just like we say, Prabhu. Prabhu, you are master. So, because you are devotee, we accept you as master. Master means I am ready to serve you because you are devotee. I am your servant. Dasa, 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 anudasa. Because you are devotee, I am prepared to serve you. Otherwise not.
So the demigods sometimes forget their positions.
Yeah. Why you are serving me? If I had been an ordinary person, why? You would not. Because you accept that you are devotee, therefore you serve. As soon as we find a devotee, immediately serve. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. Without serving a devotee, what can be elevated?
Yes.
That is our duty.
Yes.
So we can serve the devotee.
The prophet, why is
Prahlad Maharaj was offered whatever he liked, he said. He said, no, I don't want anything. Please engage me in the service of your servant. He rejected everything. He simply said, Nijadasya Jehovah, kindly engage me in the service of your servant. That is all.
The prophet,
did not want even direct service. He engaged me in your service, he did not say.
No.
He said, engage me in your servant service.
So if we see people in the world as potential devotees, we should also serve them so they can become good devotees.
That is not service, that is mercy. Huh. One is potential devotee, to show him mercy, develop him to become a devotee. That is mercy. That is not service. Service can be rendered to the higher person.
Yes.
And to the lower person, you can show your mercy.
Oh, that's a good distinction.
Question, sir. That's in Upadeshamrita.
Yeah. One who is lower than you, he requires your mercy, give him mercy. And who is higher than you, give him service. Not that Vivekananda. That everyone service. No, service to the higher person. And to the lower person, mercy.
Yes. Someone asked me the other day if I knew Swami.
Equal person, friendship.
Yeah.
With equal, friendship. With higher, service. And with lower, mercy.
An envious ignorer.
Yes, nature. You go to hell. Don't matter.
Somebody asked me the other day if I knew Swami Vivekananda. I said, Viveka who? He said, do you? Vivekananda is very famous in the West. Do you know him? I said, Viveka who? I have never heard of him.
They made some propaganda.
That's Gurudasa's trick.
So, Prabhupada, if one serves the higher devotees and shows compassion to less advanced devotees, then where is the question, say, for a position of an advanced devotee, he's feeling himself to be the lowest. So, is that distinction still there of higher and lower? If he's feeling himself to be the lowest?
He doesn't feel that. He takes sympathy that here is a person, he can be a devotee, so let me raise him to this standard. He does not think that he is lowest.
Devotee
always thinks that he is lower than the worm. But it is the duty. It is the duty. It does not mean that he is thinking, I am higher. No?
Again, mercy.
Mercy.
In other words, he doesn't consider that he's advanced and that therefore he's showing mercy to lower.
Yes. He is always thinking, I am lower than the one, but Lord Krishna wants, so let me do something.
That is our occupation, to show mercy to lower.
Yeah.
And amongst devotees, God brothers, an advanced devotee is one who sees that everybody is serving Krishna so nicely, so
yes,
let me assist them.
Yes.
Let me facilitate their service.
Yes. Therefore we say Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. Please order me. What can I do for you?
Sure.
That's it. Gurudas Prabhu, please come here and brush my shoes. What kind of Prabhu? He should say, Gurudas Prabhu, can I brush your shoes? I read it here. Not that Gurudas Prabhu, come here and brush my shoes.